Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for the thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And for all our Hispanic sisters and brethren around the world, that's numero uno. We are syndicated on the following, iHeartRadio. Hold on, I gotta go through this. Hang on. SoundCloud, Sonos, YouTube, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I'm trying to think if I remember them all. Deezer. I'm really high, so this is always a challenge.
Right.
Let's see. Radio Line, Stitcher, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn. Missing two somewhere in there. Yeah, not good enough. Close enough. Anyway.
13 out of 15.
Yeah, something. Right? I'll think of them, I'm
That's
sure.
That's an A.
I'm sure I'll think of them. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. Whatever. I think it might have been Sonos and something else. Whatever. Amazon Alexa. There we go. I think that was one of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There we cool. go. All right, Amazon. Shout out to Amazon Alexa.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Thanks for still making me pay for my Prime subscription, assholes. I have a radio show on your fucking network, but I still have to pay for my Prime subscription. Prime. It's all right. Can't watch Big Mouth on Prime.
Oh, damn.
So I had to go get a free month subscription to Netflix, of course.
Right.
Because I had to watch the third season of Big Mouth.
Hey, it's good shit.
And if you've ever seen Big Mouth, then you understand why I like watching
it. That show's crazy.
It's a demented, dirty, nasty fucking cartoon.
Right.
I love it.
It's on another level.
It's a fucking awesome hormone monsters and monstrosses. It's just crazy. I don't know. It's probably not a great thing that you're an adult watching teenagers jerk off.
Right.
It's a but it's a cartoon, so it makes it okay, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody's been there, right?
Yeah, but it makes it okay, right? I'm watching children play with themselves, but it's on a cartoon, so that makes it okay. Yeah. That doesn't make me a perv at all. South Park, no. Kitty Diddler? No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Those are questions that I like to ask. Does that make me a child molester? I'm watching a cartoon about teenagers whacking off.
I don't know, that episode of South Park, the Christmas episode.
Oh,
that
Christmas
was,
critters.
That was,
oh, that's what that is. That is it wrong level. To say that that's actually my favorite episode?
No,
that and Scott Tenorman must die.
Amazing.
That and Scott Tenorman Must Die. You know which one that is, right? Scott Tenorman Must Die?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah, the one where he makes that kid eat his own parents?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So he gets them killed, and then he cuts them up and carves them up into meat and then turns them into chili and then feeds them to his own child, their own child.
They always try
just because that child, just because that child tormented him. And teased him and tormented him for like a month on end or something like that.
Oh,
and so he finally snapped and lost it and literally got his parents killed and then had his parents turned into chili and then fed his own parents to him.
Yeah.
And he says, how does your chili taste, Scott? That's just wrong. That's my favorite episode.
What was that?
And then Christmas Critters is my second favorite episode. That's how demented I am. I'm just a sick bitch. Christmas Critters, they're a bunch of critters that Cartman makes up a story about, and they're Christmas, but they're demonic. And they give birth to the to the Antichrist through a porcupine. Was it a porcupine? I don't know. Anyway, it was just creepy. You'd have to see the episode. It was really bad.
There's a lot of bad cartoons. Yeah. What's the one with that? It's like the drug sniffing dog.
Oh, is that K-9? K-9, right?
I don't know.
No, 911. Something 911. Something.
I forget what it's called. I think it's on.
Something Park. Something. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know exactly which show you're talking about. The dog's all got cocaine all over his fucking nose and shit.
Like, you guys walk around with water bongs. And
I also watch South Park and creepy shit like that. It's the best shit. Drawn Together.
I haven't seen it, I don't think.
Oh, you need to see
Never
that
Never heard
one.
Of that one.
You need to see that one. It only had three seasons because it was so fucking bad.
Nice.
And they made a movie, too.
Oh, shit.
So check it out. Drawn Together has three series. It's about characters that are based on cartoon characters.
Okay.
Like, one of them is called Toot Bronstein, but it's about Betty Boop. So they're like loosely related, like, to this, you know what I mean? Like, so one of them's Captain Hero, but he's based on Superman.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, each character is based on something. Like, there's one character it's based on Pokemon, basically. Okay. Kind of shit, like battle monsters and crap. It's like that type of shit. So it's, but they all live in, it's, but it's like a reality show. They all live in a house together. But they're really, it's really racist. Sexist. It's really bad. It's really, it's very raunchy. It's very dirty and sexual, and like, it's really, yeah. I would never let your children watch it. I let both my children watch it. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
What is it called?
Drawn Together.
Drawn Together.
Yeah, it's pretty. That's funny. It's pretty badass. I'm not the person to model yourselves after for being a parent.
Yeah, it's a new day and age, yeah.
Okay. Just okay. Well, this child thinks I'm perfect, but the other two, I don't know. But she also didn't have the fortune of being fucked up and raised by me, so we're okay. I adopted her into adulthood, so in adulthood, so we're okay. She didn't have a chance to be totally fucked up by me. But that could change. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'm a bad influence, I know. Anyway. We had a concert real quick. We had a concert Monday night. It was fucking awesome. One of our concerts that we do at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Shout out to Nick Fuoco of Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays, the Rainbow.
I love the Rainbow.
We love that motherfucker. Yes. He is one of my favorites. If you guys ever want to play there, let me know. Okay. I got you. Okay. So I'm looking for some new bands and new stuff.
Awesome.
We had some great bands. Band of Family. Out of Bakersfield. Sounded amazing, as always. Really great job, guys. Shout out to Band of Family. And then also we had If I Fall from... shout out to Kenny Freeman and the guys from If I Fall. They are here from like the Los Angeles area. And then we had another band from Bakersfield who I actually got from my buddy with Fallen Fury. Who I actually manage
from San Luis Obispo.
But yeah, from San Luis Obispo. But they gave us a Bakersfield band,
right,
who happened to also know Band of Family. Right. I just thought it was funny.
And they played the same night.
Yeah, and they played the same night. That was crazy.
Go
Side Effect.
Yes.
That's spelled PSYDE. Side Effect.
Oh,
AFFECT. That was they're amazing. Oh, my
man.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Dude,
man.
Heart Metal. Man. Yes. Check these guys out. Side Effect fucking blew the walls off the Rainbow.
Hell yeah.
They started a fucking mosh pit.
Fuck yeah.
In the goddamn Rainbow.
Nice.
If you ever been up in that tiny ass spot, then you know it's not that big.
The smaller the room, the better the mosh pit.
Dude, this little skinny black chick got taken the fuck out. She got taken the fuck out. They just bam. They flew like I was up on, you know how they have the risers, right, where the dancers dance, right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So I'm up on one of the risers up against by the wall, not in front of of the DJ booth, but the other one by the wall. So I'm standing up on there trying to film and shit. And all of a sudden, these people, this they're all off the wall. They're all off each other. They're like bashing into the fucking band. They're like fucking, they smash back. They smash back. And they fucking came. And all of a sudden, one of the guys just like flew and he like went on the ground. He took the poor black chick the fuck out. And then she like flew up into the wall. I was like, oh, party foul. Shit. No, she was okay. I was like, I just made it to the hallway, you know. She had already made it to the hallway. So I was like, I was like, normally I like, you know, mosh pits. I usually start mosh pits. But but not in this one case. I'm like, I got my phone. I'm trying to film the fucking shit. I'm like, nah, I'm not really feeling a mosh pit right now. So I just got out and went out in the hallway. I'm like asking the chick. I'm like, I handed the phone to him. I'm like, hey, are you okay? You all right? You took a fall there. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I was like, are you okay? She's like, oh, no, I'm say, if you're going to get attacked while you're drunk. Yeah. Because you're just going to go, you're just going to go limp. And
I'm
then,
good to go.
And that's it. They say you're like a newborn. Yeah. Your body's like a sponge. You just, you could fall out a four-story window. You wouldn't feel nothing. Yeah. Next day you might.
Yeah, next day. A
plus
bit,
that
yeah.
comminuted compound fracture out your bone sticking out the thing, you know.
Hey, me and this guy slapped a
shit. I didn't feel shit. What? Yeah? Yeah? That's the best type. Oh, yeah. That's the best time to slap the shit out of each other is when you're drunk. Yeah. I'll remember
sober?
That. No. I'm just kidding. So, oh, wait. It doesn't work with spouse? No? Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. I don't have never. We've never hit each other, have we?
No.
I don't think we've ever done anything like ever. Like,
no.
No. We've never even like fought like that.
No.
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 It's funny.
No. No.
We've never even.
Hell no.
We've never even like argued like.
Hell no.
Like that. It's just crazy.
That's a good relationship.
Wow.
We get along.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We get along.
So do we. We just slap the shit out of each other when we're drinking.
Yeah, if him and I do it, that's kind of spousal abuse. That might not go too well. Yeah.
The
so
law
let's not
might get involved in courts and fines and penitentiaries and shit. Right. Yeah, fuck all that.
I'm all set. I'm too old to go to jail.
Yeah, me too.
I'm all set. All right. We are here in the studio, all kidding aside. We're here with Fed by Famine. Fed by Famine.
Yeah, what's up?
Damn.
Fuck yeah.
All
right. Sup.
Yeah.
If anyone knows this crazy motherfucker over here,
yeah.
That's Captain Ray Earls.
Hi.
Also from... Green jelly.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
Little pig.
Side Effect did your song the other night.
Yes, they did.
Really?
They covered it.
They played Green Jelly, not knowing who I am.
Right.
Really?
Not knowing who I'm associated with.
Right.
Who I'm friends with. Like,
yeah,
they didn't even know. And they didn't. They don't even know Nathan or nothing. Like they.
Really?
I'm like, yeah. All of a sudden, they started saying,
"Little pig,
let me." And he says, "We're about to do a cover song. I hope you guys are okay with that." And we're like, "What? What is it?" And something. They're all like, "We're gonna do." Does
green
anyone here
jelly.
Know who Green Jelly is?
Yeah,
and I'm like, I went, "No fucking shit! You are not gonna do this." They didn't know who I was. They have no idea. I'm just laughing, and I'm like, I was like, "Do it, dude."
How did it sound?
They sounded really good.
Didn't
it was
probably,
like a hardcore metal, like really? Fucking yeah.
If it sounded good, if it sounded good, they probably played it completely fucking wrong. Then
they didn't do it with quite the nuances that Bill. Man speaker brings to the table. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it is the worst band in the world. We gladly hold that title.
To me, you're one of the best bands in the fucking world. So I really don't give a shit. I love going to the
good shows.
I love going to the shows. Always love going to your guys' shows. It's badass.
It's cool. You know, I mean, we take the crowd and make them a part of the show.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I love that.
You know, it's like you're a part of the show. You're not going to be the audience. Get up here on the fucking stage with us.
I got so excited.
Like I was telling you earlier in the show, you talk about mosh pits, so you try have one on the fucking stage, you know?
I know.
All of a sudden, your guitar turns into like a fucking spear. Back up, motherfucker! You know?
But he's always telling us to go to mosh. So yeah. I'm on the stage in my unicorn head. And we're at the Sage Restaurant in Whittier. And I'm like, this year I'm going to take part. This year I'm going to get on stage with the head. I'm going to do it this year. So I talk myself. I'm like, yes.
Did you catch anything after you wore that head? I'm just wondering. Oh, you caught anything?
Uh-oh. No.
Okay, good. No.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well.
No long lasting anything. We're good. Right. Okay. It might have predated that. Who knows?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, okay.
So, green jello virus.
Right. No, I got lucky. Yeah. So I might have been one of the first people who ever wore that head. I'm not sure.
All right.
It was new to the scene. Had never noticed it before. It was new kids on a block. Oh, new fags on a block? That's what I used to call them. That was my little younger sister's favorite, one of her favorite bands, New Kids on the Block. So I fucking hated them.
I
hate boy bands. So I said new fags on the block. Yeah. I always say I call them that.
I fucking hated them too, but I used to listen to that shit to try to get the girls that listened to that shit.
I pretended that I liked it. I got some more for you. Backdoor Boys.
Oh, Backdoor Boys.
Okay. In Suck. 98 Disease.
That's all of them.
Almost. I have my own little thing, like, you know, Pizza Slut.
Pizza Slut.
You want me to order from Pizza Slut tonight? You know what I mean? Little Sleazies.
The
Crapper Barrel.
I like that one. Crapper Barrel.
In the box.
Very nice. No, Jack in the Crack. Jack in your crack. Yep. You want a little Jack in your crack? Jack in your crack.
Are you hitting on me?
That's what that Jack in the Box employee asked me. I said no.
You're talking about
Domahoes?
You were talking about chili earlier.
Domahoes.
I've heard that you're not supposed to eat the Wendy's chili or something, right?
I love Wendy's chili. Please don't tell me. Oh, God. Please don't tell me.
I thought somebody like put a fucking finger or something in it and chopped it up in the
Isn't that in every fast food restaurant food?
I don't know. You know, like, I try to avoid eating that shit. I just cover my eyes.
My mother used to tell me horror stories about when she lived in New Jersey. This is where I get a lot of my New Jersey jokes and stories from, actually. My mother used to live there. She she's got Kentucky Fried Rat. She refused to let us. I never ate Kentucky Fried Chicken as a child, ever. I was not allowed to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken until after my mother died of goddamn cancer. Before I was ever able to eat KFC. Notice how I made it like it was more important that I ate KFC than the fact that my mother died? That's just wrong. No, but we were not allowed to eat KFC because she told us that she found a fried rat in a bucket of chicken when
that
she was
That does not fucking
younger.
Surprise me one bit.
Oh, really?
This is in New Jersey. I said, I will never eat KFC.
Years later,
I ate KFC, and now I boycotted KFC again. Because I heard it was Matrix chicken.
Matrix.
You know, like those artificial fake chickens that are kept alive by tubes and juice and stuff. I don't know. I heard it. That's why I call it the Matrix chicken. Matrix chicken. I boycotted it. Anyway, we're here with Fed by Famine. Speaking of hungry. Fed by Famine. Fed by Famine. So let's talk about you guys. How long have you been a band?
We started originally probably about like 6 months ago with the group of people. And Jason and I kind of like parted ways, and we started working with another drummer, and we did some recording and stuff. And so we're basically brand new. We haven't even played a show yet. We're still producing our album that we're working on. We released a single right now. And actually right now we're looking for a drummer. Our drummer had some certain commitments with family and stuff, and there's no
as it does happen in the industry.
It does happen. So I mean, we're kind of throwing that out there that we are looking for a drummer. So basically right now
and you said a bassist too, right?
Yeah. We've contemplated the idea because I've been doing a little bit of 8-string guitar or bringing in a bassist or not, but we're definitely open to that, bringing in a bassist. Like, basically right now what's going on is Jason and I are writing and producing the music, and basically playing all the instruments right now. Our single that's on YouTube, we haven't put it on Spotify yet, but...
That was with the
drummer Eric, and he's playing drums, and then Jason's doing the lead vocals. I'm doing some background vocals, and I'm playing the guitar and bass on that.
Okay,
and so
that's cool.
It's a new project, and we're gonna move. We're still moving forward. We're looking for people, but we're looking for people that want to actually go out. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love playing in this area and LA area and throughout here. Like, this is where my roots are. But right. We're wanting to do like weekend travel tours. We're wanting to go to Europe, especially. And I don't know if any of them are listening. I told them about it, but my boy's out in Sweden. You know, I mean, we got a lot of friends through Green Jello through Sweden, but we want to go out there. I literally just got back from Spain last night. And we're trying to work on some shows out there for Green Jello and bringing Fed by Famine out there. Also,
Spain.
Yeah, I love it, man.
What kind of music is Fed by Famine? What style?
We're open to everything.
Would you say you're more punk or metal?
We're probably more metal. Yeah,
more metal.
It's heavy. Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's kind of heavy stuff, and it's not out yet, but we got some other melodic stuff too.
My old band, Satanic Johnny, I used to manage. We used to call them. We were trying to trend it as punk metal other. Punk metal other. I was like, it's a new genre, punk metal other.
That's cool.
But yeah, so I mean, we're broad spectrum of anything. I think the single that's out now kind of came out like a new metal vibe, which I mean, some people dog that kind of music. I love new metal, man.
I love new metal.
It's fucking badass.
Dirty Machine.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Dirty Machine. Even like Fate Destroyed is ish kind of on that.
Yeah.
Almost on that
and
realm.
Huge props
kinda.
To them. They're a badass band, man.
I fucking love Fate Destroyed.
Yeah, they're really cool.
I want to take them on tour.
Yeah.
That's how much I love them.
Absolutely. But as it is right now, we're writing and producing music, so Jason and I are pretty much playing with ourselves. Not like that!
That's what they all say. Not like that! Not like that!
Not like that!
Not like that. No. No. We're not going back to teenage masturbation on cartoons. No.
I watched them. Yeah, I was pretty much like that.
Me too. You never want to admit it, but you know you are.
Yeah.
That's just wrong. So you got any questions you want to ask?
Oh.
I have a bunch, but I'm going to see if you want to ask,
What do you like most about being in the music business? You like the writing, or do you like doing the performing, or...
Every aspect for me is really, really cool about it. I mean, from the writing and producing, but I mean, most of all, to be honest, I would probably have to say meeting new people and new friends. Touring, because like basically me, I don't make the rich rock star dollars, so I have a day job like everybody else.
Right. Yeah,
and more than likely, if you are in music, you're fucking poor and broke. So.
Right. Right.
I get a double dose for owning a fucking airplane, So basically, in my
just
case,
take,
like...
You take your band on tour in the airplane.
Yeah, actually, I do that with Green Jello. I take my small plane. I take my small plane, and I'll put my... I got this speaker cabinet made by Dr. Jekyll Guitar Works, and they're awesome
badass.
Cabinets.
They are.
And it's small and loud enough to fit in the back seat of my little airplane. And so to some of the gigs I play, Green Jello or whatever, I'll just fly my plane, land
that's
right
awesome.
There. That's
awesome.
Get an Uber and go. And,
that's the best. Yeah.
So, but anyways, like I'll work my day job through the week and then I'll hop on an airline or my small plane. I'll hop in like an airline and I'll go play a Green Jello show for the weekend.
Fuck
and
yeah.
Then I'll fly back. And land, and the next day or that day, it's gone both ways.
Jesus.
I go straight to work,
Fuck.
And, so it can be a little dynamic at times. So I just between all that and playing, and the stage, I mean, the fans, it's amazing, man.
But, yeah, I don't see where you get time to sleep.
well,
when do you sleep, Ray?
Yeah.
Under your
it, it happens here and there, like what Bill says. He's all sleeps for fucking weak people, you know?
Yes. Yeah, that,
and I don't think that motherfucker ever sleeps.
That's
honestly
what he said to me. He said, you know, who sleeps? What's that?
Yeah.
Said, only losers, that, only losers sleep.
Yeah, only losers sleep.
Only losers sleep. And I said, you know, you're my idol, Bill.
Oh, he's mine too. I mean, to be honest, you know, Green Jello was one of my influential bands I looked up to, and all of a sudden I fucking joined him.
Right,
first time.
But then like Bill like pushed me. He's like, "Yeah, let's play this show and play that show." Because to be honest, before Green Jello, I took a hiatus in music for about 12 years.
Oh damn!
And he got me back into it, but it kind of like not even just from a band perspective, it's kind of like pushed me to like go travel, go wherever the hell you want, and just instead of talking about it, just go out there and fucking do
just
it.
Just do it.
Whether you're a local small band or whatever it is,
yeah,
or whatever you're doing, just go out there and fucking do it. And if you fail, fucking do it again.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Good advice, Bill.
Right.
First time I ever saw that man, we went to the MTL in Riverside. You guys were playing there.
Yeah, that's a cool venue.
This was the first time I ever saw you guys play. Okay, you guys are on stage and doing the puppet show and all that shit. He comes on and he says, "I shit you not." You know how he talks like that? "I shit you not." "I woke up this morning in a dog cage,
right
in the back of a state trooper's truck car in Texas."
In a van.
Right? Doesn't it sound like I'm going to go there? Sounds like I'm about to go there, right, Chris Farley? In a van down by the river. How many females do you know can pull that off? Right? Eh? This morning I was fucking with my boss. I was like, Sunday at the Pomona Fairplex. Monster trucks. And all in all their
good
glory.
You do that pretty good.
Right.
So it's kind of creepy. How many females do you know can pull that off?
Not
exactly. I always tell people, no, I just sound like Brett Butler. What's that chick? That Rhett Butler, what's her name? Some famous chick. And then another one, Kathleen Turner. I always tell people I sound like that. Or in my own head, maybe. In my head, I sound like that. I'm lying to myself. God damn it. So you guys, you're looking for, you said a bassist?
And a drummer.
And a drummer.
Yeah, really mainly a drummer, but yeah, we're open to a bassist also. But
might have one right here, as soon as it tries out.
Yeah? I was like, oh, look at that, see?
Already ready.
No, where in the fuck is... I hate it when I go to try to send a song to somebody and then I can't find the fucking song, even though I know I goddamn downloaded the bitch. And you're like, don't do that to me, you stupid.
But yeah, whoever's listening, you know, you could private message on the Fed by Famine page or my personal page, which is Ray Earls or Jason Hathaway, you know, hit us up, you know, bass, drums, other ideas, but we're just holding around. Like I said, we're writing some stuff. We were going to release the second song, but we kind of held it back. We're deciding if we're just going to wait and do an EP or an album. But the other music is coming out. It's kind of a little bit more of a curveball from our single that we put out.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a little different.
We're just not set on a certain genre. We want to, you know, cover some, keep it all kind of flowy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Can you do me a favor? You let him know I just sent him a song. All
right.
I just wanted to make sure he gets it.
Yeah, I mean, it with me, like, I like playing all sorts of different shit. I listen to all music. It's kind of like imagining you're going home and you're eating the same fucking plate of food every day. You know?
Yeah.
You like a little variety, and I think it's good with the band that you have a little bit of variety of this and that.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's true. I mean, as long as you ain't trying to sound like, you know, do some Taylor Swift shit. I mean,
I think he's got the vocals for it.
Yeah, you know what? Jason might be able to pull that off.
Some poppy bubblegum bullshit. Oh my God, I'm blonde.
You're hired.
Thank you. Do you like my little dog in my purse? Oh my God.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
yeah. That type of bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't really identify with women like that. My boss asked me, my boss told me this morning at McDonald's that I had to start putting my hair in a bun. Oh. I looked at her and went, how do you do that? She looked at me all crazy like, wait a minute, you don't know how to put your hair in a bun? I said, no. I said, about the time when I should have been learning how to put my hair in a fucking bun. Let's see. My older sister's a lesbian. Okay. Not a lipstick kind. Mm. Not the lipstick kind. Okay. Yeah, gotcha. I had to teach her how to put on makeup. Okay. All righty.
And how much older is she?
I had 12 years. And I had to learn from magazines. And guessing. And I said, and then my mother passed away when I was right before I turned 14. So that's that age you would have learned that type of shit, right?
Yep.
I said, yeah. I really didn't have too, I guess most of my female friends weren't that really that girly, apparently. I guess I just hung out with a bunch of fucking.
They wore flannel a lot?
Not that bad, but close. I lived in the woods. What do you expect?
Flannel.
Exactly. And Timberlands. And just kidding. Harley boots.
Right.
There we go. It's a little more like it.
What do you call Harley it? Mudding?
Mudding.
I'm going mudding. The big trucks with the big tires.
Yes.
And
yes. I go mudding.
I'll try that shit.
I've also killed.
Can we jump shit like the General Lee?
Yeah. Sure, why not? Yeah. Especially if you got a good suspension system.
I can actually tell you some stories with that shit. Yeah.
As long as you got a good suspension system on your truck, then you're good to go.
Oh, fuck it. Yeah. Oh, let's go mudding.
Yeah.
Not exactly, but especially if it's a fucking rental, you know.
Men always think this is a turn on when I say I have killed five things larger than a human.
That's kind of scary. Yeah.
Some guys think it's hot. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's like they picture me like that guns and ammo bitch, or something. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Maybe just like they like their women muy caliente. Anyway. Captain Duct Tape. This is fucking funny. This is wrong. Look at the tile. Look at the fucking tape.
Hey, sponsored by Duct Tape.
Yeah. Wait, which brand?
Duct Tape, literally.
Literally, duct. Oh, yeah. No shit.
I sent him some pictures and stuff of, my getup, because my suit is.
Well, who wouldn't want to be associated with Green Jelly? Come on now.
And
that's some badass shit. You associate with a famous band. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
You're one of the, one of one out of, 500 guitarists? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
It's true.
There's what, 894 members of his band?
Like 888.
Something like that. Yeah, he got a lot of band members.
And Bill kind of did it basically like McDonald's or something like that. And what he did was he set up franchise bands.
That's so smart, yeah, though.
It really is. It's wicked smart. So like,
it's easier. Yeah. It's easier for one person to travel to somewhere and meet up with the whole group than it is for that whole group to travel. That's more expenses. It's way cheaper for Bill. It's way cheaper for Bill, cost-wise, expenses-wise, to do what he's doing.
Definitely.
Way smarter. He's a brilliant businessman.
It works out great. Model. I mean, anybody that's been in a fucking band knows you have the band drama and all of that, but it's like any people. So, basically, it's a franchise. We have the Hollywood franchise, and each franchise has, a band leader that deals with the shows and all that. So, I'll run the band. Nathan Youngblood does the booking for out here,
right.
Youngblood Productions.
Right.
And we have our band here. then there's a southern band set up with a leader over there, and there's one on the East Coast, Canada, Mexico.
Smart.
And
brilliant.
Actually, we're getting ready to go to Europe in September again.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
And a new album is coming out June
2020. That's what I'm saying. All right. This is badass stuff.
Fan-written, fan-produced album.
Really?
Nice. Jello fans. It'll be out June 2020.
That is so awesome. Nice.
Garage Band Kids.
The fucking fans wrote some shit. I love it. I love it. Yeah. I think that's bad. He's smart for that too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the guy couldn't play fucking instrument for the life of him. I'd say that too.
That's why he hires musicians.
You know what? But
he doesn't have to. Yeah. He can sing. Yeah. When you're a singer, you don't need to know an instrument.
And you are the instrument. Bill is probably the worst fucking singer I've ever played with. But I got to tell you, he's the best front man.
He's an amazing front man, phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Being a front, he could take the deadest fucking bar with three hillbillies sitting in the corner and make a gigantic fucking mosh pit and everybody going fucking crazy.
I'm in awe
when I see it.
He's crazy.
Yeah,
but he tells amazing stories. He's engaging. He's got that it factor.
He's one of the best.
Yeah.
Very few people on this planet have that factor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Either you are the shit or you get shit on.
Yeah. He's definitely the shit. I mean, and a big thanks to him because, I mean, for one, that's the guy that got me out of that hiatus back into playing again.
Yeah.
I mean, because, I don't know, I think it was 05 or something. I was playing bass in this band. I set it down and I went home and I never came back. 12 years, literally. Damn. Then all of a sudden I get a call from him or a text. And because I met him through another friend on Facebook. And he's like, hey, I need a bass player. And I haven't played in 12 years. He's like, I don't even have an amp. I got this bass with fucking dirt and dust. We'll bring your bass. We'll run you direct. Here's 12 songs. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Damn.
I was like, I'm playing one show. That's it. You know, just because it's one of my favorite bands. And after that, I'm done. I'll retire from that. And I've kept with it. And I got support from a lot of great companies that are helping me out.
So once you guys get your bassist and your drummer and everything all set to go for the four, you know, so you have a four piece.
Yeah.
How long do you think it'll be before you'll be up and running for, like, you know, doing concerts and stuff?
Oh, not that long.
It'll be pretty quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you already have your album pretty much.
Yeah, we got the songs
mostly done, right?
Jason and I have been writing a lot of stuff. And, like, I mean, me and this guy got great chemistry. You know, we could almost put both of our life stories and combine it into a song, you know.
That's
what we did. Like, the song Alive, if you listen to that, that's basically a combination of shit I've gone through and shit he's gone through. And it just blends. We gel really well. Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a mashup.
Hey, yes.
All right, I want to play this song. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about the song, what's the name, obviously, and maybe a little about it. Like, what inspired you to write this song?
Well, me and Ray wrote it together. It's called Alive. And it's pretty much just about a lot of stuff. The short story to make it short is it's about our lives and our struggle. We're dead on the inside, but still alive. And
I'm dead inside, but I'm still alive.
And that's the track you sent me, right?
Yeah.
There should be one in there, Alive. I sent you another track, which was kind of like a Captain Ray solo.
Now this one's Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill as a Captain Ray solo thing, and I've literally never even played that publicly.
Damn.
It's never been public. It's kind of more of comedy, funny shit.
You're really
shit.
Making me want to play it.
And it's the true story of Jack and Jill.
You're making me want to play it.
I like it. I think it's cool.
But as far as that song, it doesn't really gel with the Fed by Famine thing we're doing. Fed by Famine is more of a you know, serious project. That was just the Captain Ray
thing.
That's
why I'm looking for the song.
Hold on. Yeah, there should be one in there.
The emails he sent me.
Oh, okay. That song is so raw. We got together. We literally met, wrote the song.
There it is.
Yeah, within like a few hours. And
I mean, to be honest, I started playing something on guitar, and he kind of vibed with it, and that's when we were in Eric's studio, Ghetto Garage Studios, and Eric just started beating some drums to it. We played it, and it just kind of jived to us, like, this is kind of cool, and it kind of brings back that mid-2000s, you know, that metal. And so we played it once together. And then
should we hit record?
And then we were going to play the second time, and Eric's like, "Hey, you know what? Maybe we should hit record on this." I'm like, "Well, let's play it, get it right, and then, you know, we'll record." He's like, "No, let's just do it. Let's just do a second take record of it." And I mean, I'm glad he said that. I have like this perfectionist thing; everything's got to, you know, be all perfect. But I mean, thank God we did that, because honestly, what you're hearing on that single is the second time us playing that song.
Yeah,
it's literally the second time we ever played that riff. And then we did the music, and then we started putting in, Jason and I started writing the lyrics to it, and just kind of, with that song, kind of combined a couple life struggles from my side, his side, and
definitely
kind of put it into a song.
Oh, yeah?
And, I mean...
That sounds badass, though.
It is, you know? And you know, if you look at life struggles, because we all have them, and you take that shit, and you fucking capitalize, you build on it, you almost take it like it's a blessing, you know, like that big bag of shit that you're holding that you call your life is a pot of fucking gold, and build off that, you fucking learn from it, you put it into something, and bam, go forward with it, and that's kind of basically what that song is.
I agree.
You let him know I just sent him another song.
Okay.
Sorry, those emails are all fucking scattered. I've been scattered. And I'm all jet lagged and shit. I literally just landed last night from fucking Spain.
No excuses. I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Bill.
No mercy.
Bill's looking at you like, pussy.
Fucking pussy.
Pussy.
Get it together. You
I'll tell you what. When we played Sweden Rock, when we played with Kiss and Disturbed, I mean, we played with a bunch of
heavy. Oh, my God.
That was a whole fucking week being there, and to be honest, for like 6 days I was out there, I slept like 4 hours.
I could totally see that coming from you, Ray.
He thinks I'm fucking crazy. I'm like, you know, 11 o'clock at night, 3 in the morning, I don't know, I just got a little bit of energy, I guess.
He probably went to the bathroom. It's okay.
He's open.
Oh, there we go. You want, Do you want to share Jack and Jill, or do you want to?
You know,
or is
what?
That a no-no?
I guess so, but I'll be honest, it's never publicly been played, and this is a complete fuck all song. But if you do, I do. If you do play it, then I gotta give credit to the fuck all also to Larry Regans. He's a good buddy of mine, badass drummer. His schedule's so busy. Otherwise, I'd love to have him fed by famine. He's on the drums.
He's a madman.
And Fender Stax from Green Jello, Psycho.
Yes.
He helped
Psycho John.
I wrote some lyrics, and
I
he
love
kind
you,
of
you ass chap
yeah,
man.
Yeah, ass chaps. There's a couple of them at the
ass
best.
Ass chaps.
He's still trying to talk me into making my
he
suit.
He showed
that
up
way.
On my birthday last year with his wife and an assless chaps.
But
I went, I love you, and then he had me slap his ass.
But I definitely do got to give him credit.
I've slapped that man's bare ass. Like,
oh, I have too.
Twice now, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think twice.
Yeah, I have too.
Maybe three times, but at least twice.
You can't help it when you're on stage, you know.
His wife encouraged me.
Especially when
his
he gets
wife,
close to my
his
fucking
wife
guitar
encouraged
pedal.
Me to. His wife gave me permission.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
And that works sometimes.
Your wife said it was okay.
It works sometimes if he has a big ass platform. He gets too close to my fucking guitar pedal. Whack! Right in the ass. Back over that one.
We're kind of close to West Hollywood. Now,
yeah. But anyways, he kind of made the lyrics funnier on that song with me. So it was a combination of three of us, but it was kind of a Captain Ray song on that one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me make sure. Got that sent properly.
Yeah, hopefully I sent you the right shit.
So who are you guys' influences growing up?
Mine? Hands down, what got me... I mean, when I was a little kid, my parents brought me like a
Fraggle Rock drum set that went in the trash 2 days later.
Fraggle Rock drum set.
So they ended up giving me a real drum set. And as a little kid, I played drums for a while and then just kind of got out of it. Because I like to play everything. I can't just play one instrument. But anyways, when getting down to it, like my influence, what got me back playing again is I remember watching MTV, which in living in a Christian home, it was a little bit forbidden for me.
Ooh.
And I know the feeling. I was not supposed to watch that either, and I still did.
So this one time I got on there, and I watched it, and this video comes on, and all of a sudden it's these guys in fucking black and white makeup, and this dude sticking his tongue out and shit. And fucking Kiss.
Right.
And I seen this, and I'm like, and this is like, I don't know, junior high, and I'm like, I want to do that. I want to fucking do that. Right? That is badass. So... I, you know, acquired, actually, my dad and my parents, they helped me get, like, a bass, and I get a guitar, and I start playing guitar, I start playing bass, start playing keyboard, go back, playing some drums, and I got kicked out of band. I taught the fucking kids how to play Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath.
Fuck yes. All right. Great song.
And the band teacher said if it wasn't jazz or classical, it wasn't music. So I ended up getting kicked out of band, and he said I would amount to absolutely nothing in music.
Oh,
what a dumb fuck.
Yeah. Mr. Sanders.
What a total dumb fuck.
That's just fuck. Wow. Who says that to somebody?
I played that. Right.
Yeah, so when someone asked me, when you walked out in this crowd, you know, I mean, there's like 100,000 people at Sweden Rock. It's crazy. Opening up for my favorite band.
I wish I knew that song in high school.
And they asked, well, you know, what do you think when you go on stage? I said, I thought of that motherfucker.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know several instruments, and you've traveled all over the world.
Biggest bag of shit your life could be your greatest asset. You know, that was a bag of shit.
You've traveled all over the world and everything. Like
that was fucking amazing. You're a dumb fuck. And thank you, Bill. Honestly, yeah, he's really
stronger.
Fuck yeah.
Shout out to the discouraging music teacher.
Yeah. I'm gonna go home and kill myself now.
That guy actually made it.
Right.
My life is over. I sent it. Can you see if you got it? Let's do save. I'm trying to play this. I want to play this song. I'm going to do it. I don't care. I just want to play the song.
Yeah, I was always a punk rocker growing up.
Yeah.
And I was surrounded by metal musicians, and that's pretty much how I got into music, just by my buddies jamming in the garage. And
I think I think the styles complement each other.
They do. You know?
When you have a concert, you know, like, you can't always find, like, another punk rock band or whatever, or vice versa, another metal band or whatever. So, like, they go well together in the sense, no? Jesus Christ.
Just the email went through, not the
Okay. The hell? What the hell? I'm going to just... I hate that.
End of the hall, make another left.
Can you connect it to your phone?
Yeah, you probably if you can just... You? Yeah.
I could resend it if you want.
Have it right. Yeah, I can do that.
That works.
And then just plug it in here. Like that, and then
you don't have to do anything.
I don't do anything. I just play.
Yeah.
Which one we listen to?
Alive.
Alive. All right.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. By Fed by Famine.
Still alive. What drag you down can't be your drive. Haunted inside, won't redefine.
I got high before this radio broadcast. I'm sorry. That's a common thing that I say.
Ice cream.
Because it's a common occurrence.
Before every fucking concert, before every fucking radio broadcast, I'm about to have a television show. Can you imagine what's going to happen with that one? All right.
Getting anyway. A television show?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations.
I don't know who the fuck would let me have one of those. This might not be a good idea. Public broadcast? Better put me on after 10.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Cool.
Gotta put me on after 10 in case they're swearing.
It's a new day.
It's public access.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. It's the best. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to tell a totally fucked up thing. It's going to be like my version of Jimmy Kimmel or some shit. You know, like my version of The Tonight Show. You know, that kind of shit. It's going to be raunchy. I'm going to invite Elvira with her breastises.
Yay!
She is hot. I've always had a crush on Elvira.
I actually interviewed her a couple of years, but like 2.5 years ago. Oh, she's a really nice person. She was very sweet. Yeah. Unfortunately, she was not dressed as Elvira. She was dressed as Cassandra Peterson, her real
self. She looks good both ways.
She's a gorgeous woman. Yeah. But I was there to see Elvira.
I don't think I've ever seen her dressed up normal.
So when you see her with me and her in shirts, like we got pictures taken together and everything, and I have it on my Facebook page and shit. Okay. You would not know. You would not be like, oh, that's Elvira. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Unless you read the caption underneath or some shit. Like, that's Elvira.
Hair color's different. Was it like reddish? Red.
Red. Totally tiny little woman. Tiny little woman.
I would think
couldn't be
like
more than like 5'2".
Oh, really?
She's real short.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Real short. Even with those giant
TV
heels.
Makes people
you know?
Look big. Like, I was around
she's
Arnold.
Tiny. Her hair. It's the hair. It's the hair.
Oh, yeah. She didn't have that big.
It's a beehive. Yeah, she got that giant fucking hair on her head. Yeah, that's why. Unfortunately, it's time to go. That was a really good song, man. Okay. I like that. I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys play live once you get your album out and everything. And like, send me the album and I'll play it on my, when you get it all, everything done.
For sure.
And I'll play it on my other radio show that I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. And our other songs definitely have a curveball compared to that. It's going to be a little different, especially now we're introducing some like 8-string, possibly some 9-string guitar, and we're going to be doing some really wild.
Right before
experimental
we
stuff.
Head out here, let everybody know where they can find you. You know, like your social media, if you got a website, anything like that.
No website right now, but we have a Fed by Famine Facebook page. Just type in Fed by Famine, or as far as like people that are like wanting to play drums or bass, Ray Earls, that you could use that, or my Captain Ray page, and Jason Hathaway.
Jason Hathaway on Facebook, or
you guys on Instagram yet?
We are
Instagram.
Fed by Famine at Fed by Famine on Instagram. Okay, cool.
At Fed by Famine. Or at Captain Duct Tape Ray 333.
And be looking for them when their album comes out, Fed by Famine. Be on the lookout for them posting about that kind of stuff on social media. So that way you can check out, you know, their new album when it comes out. And I'll post it everywhere as soon as, you know, everything goes. When you hit, just let me know and I'll share
Awesome.
Yeah. Everything for
and we
you.
We greatly appreciate you having us on your show.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I needed the laugh
thank
today,
you.
Too.
Thank you. We want to thank Fed by Famine so much for being on the show today. We've had a great time. I know next time you come on my show again, you will have a full album and more stories and you know, all kinds of craziness going on and upcoming concerts and whatnot. Absolutely. So yes. I see great we'll things in the work.
Whole, we'll just set the whole fucking band up in here.
I got you.
Yeah. I'm totally down to do that.
You know, we do acoustics.
We can do acoustic stuff.
Make an acoustic song.
We can do acoustic.
Yeah.
You can do any of your songs acoustic. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for being on here today. Really appreciate you and what you do for the music community. Shout out to Bill Mansfield, Green Jelly. Boom. Little pig.
Let me in.
Not by the hair of my chinny chin. Till next time, shout out to Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions.
All right.
Nathan.
Peace out. Till next week, we'll be in the studio with Angeles.
All right.
Like Los Angeles.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.